Shining City Audio, a John Meacham and C-13 original studio.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
On June 27th, 1927, in Lynbrook, New York, Bob Keeshan, Captain Kangaroo, is born. I'm John Meacham, and this is Reflections of History.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Morning, Captain.
Good morning, Captain.
Morning, Captain.
Good morning, Captain.
Good morning.
He was always there, generation after generation. That red blazer, the memorably unparted hair, the ping pong balls raining down, Mr. Green Jeans, Mr. Moose, Bunny Rabbit. Born on this date in 1927 in Lynbrook on New York's Long Island, Robert J. Keeshan became a ubiquitous figure in the imaginations of generations of American children. Star of the then longest-running children's show in television history, Keeshan, known to millions as Captain Kangaroo, was a quiet force in the lives of innumerable children from the presidencies of Eisenhower to Reagan. Debuting in January 1948 as Clarabelle the Clown on the Howdy Doody Show, Keeshan played Corny the Clown on ABC's Time for Fun before launching Captain Kangaroo on CBS in 1955. To play Captain Kangaroo, the New York Times reported, Mr. Keeshan had to catch the 4:20 a.m. train from Babylon on Long Island to be at CBS by 6 a.m. He lived in constant fear of oversleeping and employed three alarm clocks plus a phone service. He never missed a broadcast. There would be 10,000 of them. In an interview with the Times in 1996, Keeshan was asked who came out to see him. Everybody in the world between 20 and 55. You were always my friend, they say. You were nice to me. You made me feel good about myself. This is what we were trying to do, and this is being fed back to me now, and it's very gratifying. The message of Captain Kangaroo was not unlike that of Fred Rogers. The simple things, or better put, the seemingly simple things, matter, and matter enormously. Here's an excerpt from a 1967 essay Keeshan wrote for Guideposts. If it is difficult to be a parent in today's world, it is even more difficult to be a child. Take the matter of today's toys. When I was young, an airplane was two ice cream sticks tied together. Did it look like an airplane? Not unless I wanted it to. That is the point. I had to bring some imagination, something of myself, to the objects of my play to make them be what I wanted them to be. Today, the toy plane looks real in every detail. The door opens, the stewardess steps out and waves. What can a child bring to such a toy in the way of imagination? It's all there for him, the spectator. No matter he tires of it shortly after he receives it. It is often difficult for a youngster to find a place to play a game of ball in this modern world. When we were kids, we didn't care if we had 8 or 18 guys for a baseball game. Any corner lot would do as a playing field. The uniform was not important, nor was the length of the baseline. Today, everything has to be organized. You have to have the uniform, the playing field is regulation, and there's a grown-up at first base to tell you if you got there before the ball. Hey, Pop, cut it out. That was half the fun of baseball, the arguing at first base. How do you think a boy learns compromise and fair play? Not with his father making all the decisions. I know you can't turn the world around and go backward. Times change. Life gets more complicated. But that doesn't stop me from stressing on my television show the simple values. Faith in God, saying please and thank you, being a good neighbor, and sharing what you have with others. Wise words from a wise man. Thank you for listening to Reflections of History, a creation of Shining City Audio, a C13 Originals and John Meacham studio. Reflections of History is executive produced by me, John Meacham, and Chris Corcoran, Chief Content Officer and Founding Partner of Cadence 13. Production and editing led by Lloyd Lockridge and Chris Basil. Production assistance and operations by Andy Jaskowitz, Adam Macias, and Kelly Rafferty. Cadence 13 is an Audacy company.
Do you wake up in a cold sweat from your work dreams?
Have a coworker who keeps inviting you to do escape rooms?
Can't get a coworker to agree to do escape rooms?
Or are you just genuinely not sure how to take the next step in your career?
I'm Kate.
And I'm Kim. And together we run Amy Poehler's company, Paper Kite Productions.
We've been friends and colleagues for years, so we know how important it is to feel like someone has your back at work.
And we want to be that for you.
So we're hosting a weekly advice show where we answer all your work-related questions.
Something amazing happened. I got offered my dream job.
How am I supposed to bring this up to him without hurting his feelings? What should I do?
I want to skip the pleasantries without being an asshole.
Careful, money and friends, they don't mix, babes.
They don't. And don't work with your friends, make your friends at work.
All right, I can't believe I'm going to say this, but that was actually $1 million advice.
Whether you need advice or just love to listen to other people's problems, this show is for you.
Listen and follow Million Dollar Advice, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.